The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Mr. Obama has picked Elena Kagan to be his U.S. Supreme Court nominee to replace Justice Stevens, who has retired. Kagan may well be a homosexual. She at least is pro-homosexual in her ideas and would appear to want to push their agenda to force all to recognize homosexuality as normal behavior. This, of course, pits her completely against the biblical position on homosexuality. If the U.S. Senate approves her nomination, what's to keep her from demanding that the Bible stand on other subjects be outlawed also? While judges have no right to make law, in America their decisions have been recognized as such for over 60 years. This is a tremendous threat to religious liberty in America, and her nomination sends an ominous warning about the future of spreading the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in this country. Likewise, this further confirms the hidden hatred which Mr. Obama has for the Bible and the God who wrote it. The fact that he would nominate someone to the Supreme Court who stands directly opposite to the Scripture reveals how he really believes. Actions always are the main way we can tell how a person thinks. No matter what they say, Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits." The true character of an individual will always be revealed by what they do, not what they say. Words are cheap. As someone said, we do what we really believe. All else is just religious talk. I would urge you to call or write to your U.S. senators and firmly insist that they use every effort to resist the confirmation of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. Then, let's pray that God would deliver us from such an individual. It would be devastating for liberty if a case came up on which Justice Kennedy voted with her and the other three liberals on the court. And this could easily happen. We just cannot predict what Kennedy will do. The hardest thing for Americans to face about all this is that they who call themselves Christians voted for Obama in the last election. The fact that they were deceived by him shows that most of us do not know how to reason biblically, and therefore we can be easily swayed. It's a tough pill to swallow when we have to look in the mirror and say, "I've met the enemy, and he is me." But let's be honest. Anything we do that disagrees with the Scripture is sin, and we only do sin because we're deceived about it. So what can we do to change our government? To state it simply, we can repent. We can admit to God that we don't know how to think biblically and ask Him with the Scripture to teach us how to think with Him. Let's heed what the Bible says in Acts 3:19. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Let's be honest with Him. Confess our lack of knowledge concerning how He thinks about government and ask Him to teach us to think with Him from the Scripture about government. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins if we will but admit them. Let's not be as the German people were when Hitler rose to power and they were so deceived by him. One of their young pastors, Martin Niemöller, later admitted their mistake. He confessed, quote, "In Germany they came first for the communist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak up." End quote. We have two choices, ladies and gentlemen. Speak up or bow down. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.